Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
You want some time? Oh, wow. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning to the show, and those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax and accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And when you do, you tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Again, thanks you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Okay? Now, yesterday's episode, I got a lot of feedback on yesterday's episode about, you know, how people perceived with visible tattoos. I got a lot of feedback on that. And, you know, I must admit that, you know, a lot of it was negative. Most of it was negative. But there was a lot of positive involved, too. So, so you know, that kind of sways either way, I guess. You know, about half people feel one way and half the people feel another. You know, some people don't care about tattoos. Some people do care about tattoos. Some people think, a lot of people think tattoos are sexy. You know, I had a guy to tell me if he saw a woman with tattoos, he'd think that she was sexy. And so that's the kind of positive feedback that I got today. And yesterday was a very big show. You guys, thank you guys for listening in. And I had a great audience yesterday. No one called in to talk. I know, you know, there were a lot of people up on the show and listening, you know. So I want you guys to get engaged. Call me. Let's talk about whatever I'm talking about. And tomorrow Friday is going to be Free Fall Friday. So anyone can call into the show and talk about whatever you want to. I don't care what the subject is or whatever. We can talk about it. Because you know what? I know a little bit, how does it go? A little bit about a lot, and a lot, I know a lot about a little bit. Okay? Hold me to that. All right? So whatever you want to talk about, I may be able to talk about it with you. Or if it's over my head, then, of course, you know, I can. But there are a lot of things that are over my head. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, it's a nice day out, I think. It looks like it anyway from in here. It looks like, you know, it's pretty sunny. Maybe not too many clouds out there. They were saying we were going to get some rain today, but I don't know, maybe tonight. But it looks like a nice day, okay? So you guys should get out there and enjoy it in some kind of way. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Guys, you can follow the show on Facebook and Twitter, and then, of course, Blog Talk Radio. So if you are on my show page right now, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. You can also follow me on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? And you can also follow me online on Facebook at The Frank Williams Show. Just search for The Frank Williams Show. and the show page. You come up there, go ahead and become friends of the show. That way you'll get daily show notes about the show. Okay? Anyway, again, thank you guys for tuning in, and I see some people are just now joining the show. Welcome, and today's episode is entitled. And, yeah, forgive me about this title, but this is it, okay? The title is, Do You Stand Each Time or Do You Sit Each Time? Okay, I'm going to say that again. I want it to register. Do you stand time or do you sit each time? Got it? Okay. So here's the deal. You know, when and I have a mature audience, I know. When ladies go to the restroom, do you sit each time? Do you sit every time you go to the restroom? Do you? Or do you stand sometimes? I know y'all can stand up and do it. You with me? But so do you stand each time or do you sit each time? Okay? And seems like I have a caller on the show from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 468. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams.
Hey, Frank. This is Margaret.
Hey, Margaret. How are you?
What type of a woman stands up to use the bathroom? That's just disgusting. That's nasty. It would splash, and I just don't understand. I don't get it. I just don't. If there actually are women that do that, that's just disgusting. And, I can't figure out how that would even work.
So
I've never stood, but I'll squat above it, like in a public restroom. But I'm not gonna stand up to
the
bathroom. That just doesn't make any sense.
There you go.
That's crazy.
That's standing in, and when you squat and you don't touch the seat. Yeah, that's standing. Right.
Okay. I don't really. Cause standing to me would be like standing over it like a man. So that's really not considered standing, I don't think. But that's hovering above.
Okay.
So I've been known to hover, but no, I do not stand.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks for your call and continue to listen to the show. I appreciate it.
I most certainly will. I will.
So, guys, again, she said it. That's standing. When that's a woman that's standing and using the restroom. I'm not talking about. I'm just talking about number one. Y'all with me? So. You know, you stand there. I mean, she said she could get over it and kind of bend her knees and kind of squat, but don't touch the seat, right? You don't want to touch the seat when you're out in public, in a public restroom. You know what I'm saying? Unless if it's not too bad, y'all with me? If it's not too bad, you just grab one of those seat cover things, put that down there, and then sit on it. But guys, you know, that for us, you know, that seat cover thing is kind of tricky, you know, and it's got a piece that, you know, you have to pop out in the middle of it and do your thing, but you don't want something touching, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm saying. But you know, that's it though, to stand and not touch the toilet. Okay, stand there. I'm sorry, and urinate. Okay, yeah, I keep it 100% on my shell, right? So, but what I'm saying is, guys, you know, and y'all tell me, guys, call into the show and tell me, guys, do you stand each turn? You know, you have to, you know, just urinate. Do you stand every turn? See, I mean, if you're tired sometimes, like I am, you know, if it's early in the morning or something, I go in there and sit. Yeah, I mean, it's relaxing, it's resting. Y'all with me? But I don't sit out at the Georgia Dome. You know what I'm saying? I don't sit at a restaurant or nothing like that. You know, I stand there and do my thing. Right? Okay, so, you know, we'll sit. I know, you know, guys say, that's a girl thing, you sit and just to urinate, you know what I'm saying? Just to do number one, you got to sit down. I stand all the time. Some guys would say that, right? They'd be lying through their teeth. Y'all with me? Because like I said, in the morning, you know, you're trying to get in there and handle your business, and you're just waking up. So, you know, your eyes are foggy, and, you know, you sit there, and that's all you do. And sometimes you'll sit there and do it, and, you know, you have you got a false call. False alarm. You thought you were going to be doing something else, but you ended up not having to. And you're sitting there, right? You're sitting there. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. The show today is titled, Do You Stand Each Time or Do You Sit Each Time? Okay, do you stand each time or do you sit each time? Now, I had a young lady that called into the show, and she said that women that stand and use the restroom or urinate are nasty, and they're disgusting, as she put it. And then she says that she doesn't sit on a public toilet, but you know, she'll like squat on a public toilet. So, you know, that's kind of the same thing as standing, because I mean, we'll, you know, men will stand, okay, we'll stand, but a lot of times when, you know, if you're tall, you know, you may have to bend your knees a little bit, you may have to squat a little bit, so you won't, you know, splash everywhere. If the toilet's low. Y'all with me? So that's the way you have to do it sometimes. I mean, nothing bad about it. I don't think. Is there? Isn't anything bad about that, right? That's good stuff. You know, people in the studio. In the studio looking at me like, hey man, you need to cut this off. Cut this off. I got a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Frank. My name is Laura. I'm calling Frank today.
What's that? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
My name is Laura. I'm calling from Lithia. How are you today?
Okay, you're doing great. Go ahead with your comment.
I was calling to say, yeah, this is hilarious, but you just said what I was going to say. You're like, man, you got to cut this off. It's hilarious. But where you going with this, Frank? Where you going with this? You're doing some good teaching, though. You're doing some real good teaching. And your first caller was hilarious.
What have I taught? First caller was
You taught some men that get up in the morning who can't see and stuff to go in there and piss everywhere. You done taught them that it's okay to sit down. That's nice. And you done taught people out in public that, you know, if they tall, you know, squat your big old self down a little bit. Don't pee all over people's floors. Some folks ain't been taught. I swear for Lord, these women be talking about how nasty their bathrooms is. I'm like, what? That's disgusting. So, you know, ladies, teach your man if they don't know how to pee. That's all I wanted to say. Have a good day. Lord, have mercy.
All right. Thanks for your call. Anyway, I mean, yeah, just like the caller said, you know, especially, you know, you might have a party, okay? And like I said, I'm going to cut off here in just a little bit. I'm going to go to something else. But have you ever had a party, right? And you send people downstairs to the, you know, I send people down to the basement to use the restroom, right, when I have a party. You know, restroom down, you know, you got an arrow pointing down, you know. Make sure you know, hey, restroom downstairs. And, excuse me. So they'll come downstairs, but, you know, a lot of times, like you say, the guys will pee everywhere, you know. And it's like, hey, you can't hit that hole. So, you know, hey, man, you know, go ahead and sit down. Or you're in public, you're at my house, but you're in public, so put a little tissue on there. And sit down, do your thing, pee all on my floor, you know what I'm saying? So after a party, you have to go in there and disinfect and, you know, mop the floors. Because guys will do that, you know? But, hey, that's the way it goes. Okay, got a couple of things I want to do real quick. Couple of these, I did a show with this one time, and it was one of my biggest shows I've had. I called it Would You Rather. So this is some questions I'd ask, and I'm going to answer them myself, okay? And this one is appearance or embarrassment question, okay? Would you rather navigate through life with 3D glasses always on, or wearing a milk mustache at all times? Okay, hold it. Would you rather navigate through life with 3D glasses always on, or wearing a milk mustache at all times? I think I'd probably wear a milk mustache at all times. What about y'all? Because wearing 3D glasses, I mean, you walking down the street and maybe someone's riding a bicycle or something coming towards you, and you're like, hey, man, you know, things just coming at you, you know, like you can't believe it, about to hit you in the face. And you walk around every day swinging and blocking stuff from hitting you in the face, and it's not even close. Okay. This one is ethics or intellect. Would you rather live to be 150, or would you rather live to be only 50 but never have your body age past 25? I'd rather live to be 150. I think that's an easy one. I mean, I'm on the downside headed towards 50 now. I'm on the backside of 45 headed towards 50 now. And I got a long way to go. So, nah, and if my body looked like I did when I was 25, you know, nah, I got to go with live to be 150. Okay. This one's just random. Would you rather be a big slow bird or a fast little fish? A big slow bird or a fast little fish? I can't answer that one. Big slow bird. Maybe I want to be a big slow bird. I mean, what's going to bother you flying in the air, a big slow bird? Predators would, I mean, you're a big bird. I'd rather be a big bird. This was random. Would you rather leap from a hot tub into a snow bank? Or would you rather leap from a snow bank into a hot tub? Leap from a hot tub into a snow bank or leap from a snow bank into a hot tub? I'll take number two, Alex. I'd leap from a snowbank into a hot tub. Okay, this one's ethics or intellect. Would you rather lose the ability to feel fear, or would you rather lose the ability to feel pain? I'd rather lose the ability to feel fear. What about you? This one's appearance or embarrassment. And this is the last one, guys. Would you rather be born with an elephant trunk or a giraffe neck? Would you rather be born with an elephant trunk, your nose, an elephant trunk, or a giraffe neck? Wow. I think I'd better say a giraffe neck. Whatever, right? Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and join me again tomorrow, 10 a.m., as we do Free For All Friday. I may do a few more of these tomorrow. I don't know, but they're pretty good. So, anyway, take care of yourselves, guys, and have a great day today, and we're looking forward to Friday, okay? Take care of yourselves, and be good.